That is Sierra Farrell. You also heard from Parker Millsap and John Prine here on 104.3, 104.7 KHUM, cutting Eureka Arcata, streaming online at khum.com. It is 2 o'clock, and as promised, I am joined on the air today by Justin from the Friends of the Lost Coast. Hi, Justin.
Hi, Greta. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, thanks for being out there. And you guys have an amazing film festival coming up, and this is something that you've been doing every year for a while. Will you tell us about it?
Yeah, so it's our 9th year presenting the Wild and Scenic Film Festival. It's the largest annual fundraising event that Friends of the Lost Coast does. Friends of the Lost Coast is a nonprofit based in Whitethorn, California, and we host a variety of environmental education and stewardship programs. And so the theme of Wild and Scenic works great for the type of work that we do, and it's always a really inspiring presentation featuring a mix of environmental and adventure films. This year's showcase is entitled Inspiring Adventure. Every year the theme is a little bit different, and this year we selected the Inspiring Adventure package, which includes 10 short environmental films that really cover the whole global gamut from environmental justice to adventure and beyond.
Yeah, well, and I've been looking at these films. I mean, they look absolutely incredible. I mean, not only like cinematography from around the world, but really inspiring stories. I mean, do you want to talk about these films?
Absolutely. So I guess the Wild and Scenic Film Festival is actually the South Yuba River Citizens League presents this, and so it's available to nonprofits and tours throughout the country in communities like ours. So we present the exclusive Humboldt Showcase, and every year it's different. And like I said, this year is called Inspiring Adventure. The 10 films, I'll just kind of run through them, include A Baffin Vacation, which is a kayaking and climbing adventure film in the Canadian Arctic, which just features incredible cinematography. There's a film called Fight or Flight, which is the story of the first female pilot who worked for the Colorado Parks and Wildlife Department. There's a film called Punchline, which is a fun film about an African-American fly fisherman and wildlife biologist who is also a stand-up comedian. Yeah, that's a great film. Lost on Purpose is another film. It's a gravel exploration of the Lost Sierra. And it's interesting because it kind of relates to our area in a sense. What they've done in the Lost Sierra is they've connected rural communities through a network of mountain bike trails. And so it seems like that concept is potentially something that could have traction here in Humboldt County. So that's one that I'm really excited about. Other films include Waiting for Change, which is a story of a Latino conservationist and angler who creates, you know, a new community in a rural environment that doesn't have a lot of Latino culture. From My Window is another film, and this one's about one woman's dream to experience the Colorado Mountains. She has cerebral palsy, and from her room, she's able to view the, you know, the wilderness of Colorado, but had never had the opportunity to get out there and really experience it. So it's about, you know, her experience getting out there with a team to be able to experience the mountains that are in her own backyard. And it's a really inspiring film.
Wow.
Another film is called High Road, which celebrates the bond between a para-Olympian and a young para-cyclist. And then another film that I'm really excited about is called Antarctica, the Intersection of Technology and Climate Action. And this one is about a journey to Antarctica to research climate change and microplastics in Antarctica. And it's really both inspiring and sad, and again, just really beautiful cinematography in the you know, wild Antarctic. Another film is entitled Woodhood, which is about a week-long transformative camping trip undertaken by a group of inner-city youth. And the final film is entitled Free to Run, which is a tale about a mountain runner and UN human rights attorney who is fighting for Afghan women. And so really the whole collection of films works well together. And like I said, really kind of paints a global picture of environmental justice and activism happening and themes of outdoor adventure around the globe.
Well, and like you were talking about, I mean, you know, it's the sadness, the sort of heart-wrenching nature of what we're facing with our climate right now, but yet the inspiration behind these films, I mean, this just seems completely amazing. And this is all happening in one evening.
That's correct. Yes, it's happening this coming Sunday, November 12th at the Arcata Theater Lounge. And it's our first time presenting the film in Arcata and at the Arcata Theater Lounge, so we're really excited about that. It's our first year really doing this showcase in a proper theater, which I think the films really, warrant. And so, for folks who haven't seen the Wild and Scenic Film Festival before, we certainly encourage them to come out and check it out. They can go to lostcoast.org to find out more about all the different films, including trailers for all the different films that I just ran through, as well as information about tickets and other event information. And in addition to the films, we also have live music with Bandemonium. They're going to be performing music at the door and then parading around inside the venue to kind of bring a little bit more of that festival atmosphere. They're like a marching or, kind of a horn and percussion street band, which will be a lot of fun. And then also included are door prizes, a silent auction, and a full bar and food from ATL's food and drink menu. So there's really something for everyone.
Wow, it sounds like it. Well, and I like that it's a little earlier because it looks like doors and music are at 6 and the films start at 7. So for those of us that don't stay up super late to be able to, experience this amazing evening and see all this stuff and get inspired, it's really, really cool. Can you tell me a little bit about Friends of the Lost Coast and how this supports Friends of the Lost Coast?
Sure. So, like I said, we're a nonprofit organization based in Whitethorn, and we do a variety of environmental education and stewardship programs. So some of our programs include our Lost Coast Environmental Education Resource, which brings our environmental educator into local classrooms to teach natural science and history lessons. And we also do a summer adventure camp for kids in the summertime, which is a 6-week outdoor adventure day camp, and one of our most popular offerings. And then on the stewardship front, we partner with the BLM King Range to provide a variety of different stewardship opportunities. So that includes working in our native plant garden at the Lost Coast Education Center, which is located behind the King Range Visitor Center in Whitethorn. We do regular Shelter Cove work days where we work removing invasives, as well as tending the native plant gardens at Black Sands Beach and Malcolm's Park. We run a trail stewardship monthly workday called Lost Coast Trail Stewards. And then in the summer, we take off from that program and we host. We do a program called Trailhead Hosts, where we go out to Black Sands Beach and interface with visitors on the busiest summer weekends of Memorial Day, July 4th, and Labor Day. And in addition to that, we have a coastal cleanup program, Adopt a Beach. That's a newer program that we do. We have a variety of citizen science programs, including a strand and marine mammal monitoring program that we run in Shelter Cove, as well as we're about to launch a new Lost Coast phenology program. And then with our trash cleanup events, we also track the trash that we pick up and add that to a marine debris tracker database. So lots of different programs. We're a small staff of just two employees and a lot of volunteer energy. And we also host a lecture series in addition to this film festival. So a ton of stuff for a small organization. And we encourage folks to check out lostcoast.org, not only to find out more about the films we'll be showcasing, but also the work of Friends of the Lost Coast and how folks can get involved as a volunteer or donor. And we have a newsletter, which is a great way for folks to stay abreast of all of our offerings. And again, people can find that subscription link on the website. And we just encourage folks to come out. We're really excited about doing this show in Arcata this year and feel like the Arcata audience is a perfect fit for not only this event, but also in terms of connecting. I mean, the Lost Coast, even though, a lot of the access points are in southern Humboldt, it's obviously, iconic and important locally. And so, you know, this is an important opportunity for us to also network with the broader Humboldt community to talk about the work that we do and encourage folks to get involved in, you know, stewarding their local public lands and home properties.
Oh my gosh, absolutely. Well, and like you said, I mean, you're a staff of two with a ton of volunteer help. And I mean, you're doing a lot of work. I mean, I remember when we spoke last year, I mean, it seems like you've added three or four programs since then. And so,
yeah, we're really on the growth track. And it's been pretty incredible just to see the community response. And the citizen science programs are all new and ones we're really excited to offer, since it gives, you know, local people an opportunity to really, you know, get involved in, you know, the science of stewardship.
Wow. How incredible. Well, this is really exciting. And thank you for bringing this to Arcata as well. I do appreciate that, being an Arcata resident. I mean, I love coming down there to Southern Humboldt and exploring the Black Sands Beach and all of that Lost Coast area. And, you know, having you come up here, I think is a very, very cool thing for all of us to be able to experience and feel connected, and how we can work together to continue to help our land and live more sustainably. So this is really quite a neat opportunity. Well, is there anything that we need to add before we give away some tickets?
Yeah, I'd like to say one more thing, which is tickets include both an admission to the in-person event as well as a link to view the films on demand at home. So, you know, what you just mentioned, obviously the distance. I mean, now that we've moved the show up to Northern Humboldt, our kind of core Southern Humboldt audience, you know, doesn't have the same access that they used to, given that distance. And so we just want to let everybody know that all tickets include both the view on demand option at home, as well as the ticket or tickets to the in-person event. So even for folks who come out and get to experience the event in person, they'll still have 5 days to be able to go back and watch the films at home and in the comfort of their home environment. So just want to make sure everybody knows that. And yeah, thanks so much for this opportunity to spread the word. And yeah, hopefully we see a lot of folks come out and join us for the Wild and Scenic Film Festival at ATL this Sunday.
Yeah, well, and I'll be reminding people about it through the week. And I think I had a little issue at the beginning, but I think I got us all recorded. So I'll post this up as well and just make sure people know, so that hopefully we can get a good turnout. And I think that's great, that accessibility option for folks that can't necessarily be there in person, but can still enjoy the films. And then if you are able to be there, you could still show something to someone later on. You know, if you had a young person in your life or someone that it wasn't able to get out, I think that's a really, really cool, a cool thing that you're doing. So thank you, Justin.
Absolutely. And for folks who want to take advantage of that, I encourage them to get their tickets in advance, because we'll be sending out that link for on-demand viewing by Friday or Saturday. So folks can, you know, check their emails to have that. And one last thing I'd like to say is just thanks to Lost Coast Communications for being a sponsor of this event, and Friends of the Lost Coast by extension.
Right on. Well, thank you. Thank you for all of the work that you do.